Gentle viewers, welcome to Golden Age Technology on Supreme Master Television. This week we will travel to India's capital, New Delhi, to visit the Energy and Resources Institute, or TERI University, a respected global academic institution committed to studying energy, natural resources and the environment. Established in 1998, the university promotes sustainable development and seeks to advance the field of environmental science by training leaders and professionals who recognize the need for ecological security in today's rapidly changing world. TERI University was founded by its parent institution, the Energy and Resources Institute, a leading Indian non-profit organization dedicated to protecting the environment and finding green alternatives to meet humanity's growing energy needs. To learn more about the Energy and Resources Institute, we will now meet its manager of corporate communications, Mr. Rajiv Chibber, a vegetarian who will discuss the Institute's background and goals.
This is an institute which has been in its being since the last 35 odd years, and we've majorly been a think tank in the areas of energy and environment. And our forte is basically to advise governments, NGOs, state governments, union government, the World Bank, the UN bodies regarding energy and environment issues. And over the years, we've been very much active in this part. Especially with Dr. R.K. Pachauri, he has been on various government panels. He has been re-elected as the IPCC chief by acclamation, and he's also the Director General of TERI, who has been working relentlessly whole of his life towards this particular mission of creating awareness regarding conservation of energy, regarding conservation of environment, climate change aspects, the mitigation aspects, adaptation aspects.
Dr. Rajendra Pachauri has led the Institute's environmental conservation efforts since becoming TERI's director in 1982 and then director general in 2001, and is the current chancellor of TERI University.
TERI as an organization has come up with a lot of green initiatives. If we see way back in the 80s, we came up with solar practices. And at that time, Dr. R.K. Pachauri, now the Director General of TERI, basically requested the government to come up with a department called the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy Resources. Mm-hmm. So that particular ministry was formed because of the initiatives of TERI. At that time, TERI told the government, Prime Minister Mr. Rajiv Gandhi, we need to tap on all our renewable energy resources, be it wind energy, be it solar energy. So that was something which Dr. Pachauri initially started.
As part of its goal to create a bright future for humanity, TERI promotes vegetarianism to help address climate change.
We in TERI also promote the same. Whatever functions we have, we try to have only vegetarian dishes. If you see, recently we did the Delhi Sustainable Development Summit, which was almost a vegetarian climate summit. And this whole summit, we focused on how the conference itself could also become green by giving them good water, by giving them salads, by giving them food which were less of meat. The basic projection was to promote vegetarian food. So our organization is very much into promoting vegetarianism. Dr. R.K. Pachauri, the head of our organization, is a staunch vegetarian and also promotes the value of vegetarianism. So he's a very good promoter of it.
TERI's researchers have developed a promising new technology to diminish the devastating environmental effects of oil spills.
One of the high-end technology research is coming up with an oil zapper technology. What happens is that in the coastal areas, there's a lot of oil digging which happens. And because of this, there's a lot of oil spill also. This oil spill basically gets filmed over sea, over water bodies, over land also, which deteriorates the sea, the land, even the nearby vegetation, the groundwater. The groundwater basically gets contaminated and poisonous. Mm-hmm. And the groundwater is the only potability which a human life has. to drink. So what we came up with, the oil zapper technologies, these are small microbes which we have developed. These microbes, when they are set across the whole spilt area, which is the oil affected area, these microbes eat the oil, and this oil can also be extracted again from these microbes itself. So whatever spillage is there, it's environmentally cleaned and extraction can also happen. So there's less amount of wastage at the end of the day.
After this brief message, we'll meet Group Captain Rajiv Seth, Registrar of Terry University. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Rainwater harvesting in the campus that provides some of the campus's requirement of water, and as I mentioned, the waste is treated, the wastewater is treated and recycled, so that we are not really wasting very much water at all in this place.
Welcome back to Golden Age Technology. Let's continue our visit to one of India's shining academic jewels, Terry University. Terry University, which offers doctoral programs in areas such as energy and environment and natural resources, as well as master's programs in environmental science, geoinformatics, and other fields, takes a holistic approach to education and attracts students from a variety of backgrounds. Group Captain and Registrar Rajiv Seth has been working to advance the university's mission since its founding in 1998. We spoke with Group Captain Seth to learn more about the school, its curriculum, its green initiatives, and its noble vision for the future.
And so at Delhi University, we divided ourselves into two faculties, the Faculty of Applied Sciences and the Faculty of Policy and Planning. The idea was that we not only look at the scientific and applied aspects of sustainable development, but also at the policy and regulatory aspects of whatever relates to sustainable development. And the Faculty of Applied Sciences has a Department of Natural Resources and a Department of Energy and Environment. Whereas the Faculty of Policy and Planning has a Department of Policy Studies, under which the various master's level programs come. We feel that by focusing on areas related to sustainable development, we are actually focusing on the major problems that the world is facing today. We have a focus on not only the related problems to climate change, but also to all aspects of sustainable development, which we feel would answer problems not only of today, but also problems which might come up in the near future.
The university's campus features inspiring eco-friendly buildings, which, true to its ethos, are working examples of green energy technologies such as natural ventilation and innovative underground air conditioning. Group Captain Seth explains further.
If we were to run programs extolling the virtues of being green and making the world green, it made sense to have a green campus for Terry University. And so this new campus of Terry University at Vasant Kunj in New Delhi is actually a green campus. The architect was given a mandate to not only build in passive measures of energy saving, but also very many active measures of energy saving. And so from the conceptual stage, the design stage, a lot of architectural thought has gone into making this as energy efficient as possible. The direction of the building, the very little use of glass for the building, the use of wind to cool down the building, these are all concepts of the design stage. And then in the active stage, we have concentrated on energy saving in the air conditioning. As you know, Delhi is a fairly hot place to be in through the year, and a lot of energy is spent on air conditioning of the building. We have three very modern concepts of air conditioning which reduce the energy loads or the energy consumption by as much as 40%, which brings down our energy bills to almost half of what a conventional building would be using. We use the concept of earth-air tunnels, which uses the concept that if you go deep below the earth, the temperature remains fairly constant almost through the year. We have tunnels now around the campus, and the air is sucked out from these tunnels and circulated to the hostels. So all the hostel rooms are actually cooled in the summer and warmed up to a certain extent in the winter by using almost no air conditioning. This is very natural, the use of air which is cooled by the earth itself.
The students have responded to the university's support of energy-conserving architecture by finding even more ways to make the campus environmentally friendly.
In fact, the students have been so enthused by the green concepts of the building that they have come up with an environmental management plan for the university, which we have adopted. Not only that, they are now having a project to find the carbon footprint of the university as a whole. So they are doing a project where they will be able to tell us what the footprint of the university is, and then we can take measures to reduce this footprint. Now that itself is quite a unique feature for any university campus.
Within the university, students are encouraged to take part in energy-saving measures such as following a vegetarian diet and also to adopt healthy, intoxicant-free lifestyles.
Terry University not only provides a vegetarian diet in the cafeterias, we are also a no smoking and a no alcohol zone. So all this adds up to what we feel is a better way of living.
Our sincere thanks go to Group Captain Rajiv Seth for informing us about the remarkable vision and achievements of Terry University, and also to Mr. Rajiv Chipper of the Energy and Resources Institute for sharing his valuable time and insightful perspectives. Please join us again next week on Golden Age Technology for part two of our visit to Terry University, where we will take a guided tour of its splendid eco-friendly campus. For more details on Terry University, please visit www.terryuniversity.ac.in. Wonderful viewers, we appreciate your company today on our program. Up next is Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, after noteworthy news on Supreme Master Television. May providences bless all beings on our earthly home with wisdom and compassion.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/GAT.